it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I prepared a 5-minute monologue about why I like the Oval Office decor. No, I'm going to bring out my boy Van Lathan. What's up? Come on, Van. What's up? You all know Van Lathan? Stand up. Give him some love. See you. How's it going? All right. Well, a lot of famous people out here in L.A. A lot of people want to get to a show. You want to invite Doug. You want to invite Kamala. First call I made was Dan Lathan because you know why? I was like, we're going to do a little Louisiana shit over here. All right. For people that don't know, give them a little update on who the hell you are.
I do a podcast. I also have had one too many Hennies and Cokes.
Great.
So I don't know how unhinged I'm going to be, but I'm the co-host
the
of the High Learning Podcast.
Else wants to go.
Ringer Podcast Network. We talk about political stuff and black stuff.
Political stuff and black stuff.
So you guys look like.
So we're going to talk about. You can check out Higher Learning. We're going to talk about political stuff, black stuff, Louisiana stuff, and a little bit of Lane Kiffin. And then we're going to bring out the rest of the podcasters. Van.
And the rewatchables.
And the rewatchables.
Oh, I appreciate that, my man. Look at that.
What's the best and worst political movie to rewatch?
Oh, okay. So the best political movie is one called The American President. And. It's this huge scandal. The president starts dating, which seems quaint now, but then it was a huge deal. He's having dates and all of this stuff. So that's the best one to rewatch. The worst one, unfortunately, is one called Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy, which was kind of
Eddie.
A miss. You like it. It's not my cup of tea, but the American president is good. Oh, and then Dave. You remember Dave?
Dave is sick.
Dave
is sick.
Yeah.
All right. I want to start by getting your take. Sorry, we're going to bring you down for a second. We're going to bring you down and then bring you back up. That's what happens in the live shows. You know, it's an emotional roller coaster, all right? You got to feel all the feelings. There's laughter, there's tears, there's anger, there's happiness. They gutted the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah.
And it started a bit on my adopted home state, your native home state of Louisiana. And, you know, the Calais ruling was it's just a fucking disaster for the Deep South. And I had Justin Jones on the pod this week. We talked about what was happening in Tennessee. But I just kind of want your take on the implications writ large.
You know, I feel like a lot of you guys probably feel is you're absorbing so many body blows right now that everything kind of slides off of you. And you knew that this was coming for a while. You could read the tea leaves. This assault on voting rights started actually before the MAGA movement started with Shelby versus Holder way back in the day. I think it was like 2013. And then I had a conversation that changed my perspective on it. And that conversation was with my grandmother. My grandmother is 88 years old. And if you guys have never been to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, wow.
Couple.
I'm glad you guys survived. So if you've never been to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in City Park, I'll give you an example of something real quick. Baton Rouge City Park, there's a City Park, and it's like right off of Highland or like whatever down there, and everybody goes down there and hangs out. But there's a part of City Park that's up at the top. And so when I was a kid, I asked my mother, I was like, why do we go up here to like barbecue and have a good time and go up there? My mom said, well, we're used to going up there because that's the only part of City Park that we used to be able to go to. So up the hill at City Park is where all of the black people used to go. I went to McKinley High. It used to be called the Colored High School of Louisiana, right? One of the oldest. And what my grandmother thought, what she believed, is over generations, she thought she had defeated that. And she was proud of that.
Right.
Yeah, she was proud of the fact that she had sacrificed and she had marched. She had raised people and she had, you know, been dedicated enough and focused enough to deliver to me a world that at least could recognize that was wrong. And it was tough watching her, and she's going to be with us for a long time. She's going to live to 250. But it was tough watching her come to terms with the fact that that battle wasn't over. And not only that, but she might have lost it. And that's hard.
Yeah, man. I hear that. And it's one of those things where, like, they fucking cheated to do it, too.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it'd be one thing, like, obviously it'd be bad, right? It'd be one thing if they lost the battle because it was like, you know, the people just decided that they didn't want you to have rights anymore. And they voted, you know, that way. But, like, what actually happened was, like, Trump wins with the minority of the vote. And then he wins barely. And then they steal a Supreme Court seat. And then they fucking cheat, right?
Yeah.
And, like, what happens is that they pass, they rule on Calais. And Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, decides in the middle of an election when people are already fucking voting. 40,000 people have already voted. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm going to cancel the election. Like, the election's already started. I'm going to fucking cancel it. And we're going to change the rules. And we're going to take away one of your seats.
Right.
We're going to take away the Baton Rouge seat now. Yeah. So the Baton Rouge doesn't have any fucking representation anymore.
Right.
Just like they did up in Memphis.
Right. And, you know, it's a black city. It's 55% black. And the power base of Louisiana. We're talking about people. And I really don't want to bring things down too much. But, you know, the issues of my home state, these is issues. Capital I issues. We're talking about, for me, growing up with people who got throat cancer at 15. We're talking about environmental justice. We're talking about violence. We're talking about mass incarceration. We're talking about people who need representation in order to move their society forward, right? And so, and by the way, these are people, you know them, they're full of life. They love to have a good time. Yeah. Nothing can get them down. They have a smile on their face, but they're struggling right now. They're struggling with a lot of the black people in Louisiana with how you can move forward or believe in this because, once again, they thought that they had won.
Yeah, and the sickest part about it is that little fucking midget that took their representation away, like our governor in Louisiana, this little fucking prick. So what he does is he signs an executive order. He cancels their votes. We had the election anyway. I went to vote like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And like the it's on the ballot. Like the congressional seat's on the ballot, but it doesn't count. Like they're canceling that vote because they're going to steal the seat. And right after he does that, he goes to fucking Greenland.
Yeah.
That little son of a bitch has been in Greenland all week. Yeah. After he canceled our vote, walking around, talking his dumbass fake accent, and like getting... The funny part is he's been getting kind of yelled at by the little kids in Greenland. Mm-hmm. You see the video where he asked the kid, he was like, would you like to get a picture?
Right.
And the kid goes, no.
Get the fuck out of my face. You know, I'm glad you guys are getting to see Landry, because y'all getting to see bad Cajuns. Like... See, the version of Cajuns that y'all get are the Cajuns that we fuck with and we love them, right? Like the water boy, shit like that. And they're really cool. Like, you out hunting and you fishing, and you see the game warden, you're like, ah, shit, this is the end of the day. But you see some coon asses, they might come clean the fish for you and cook it right there on the bank, and you like, it's cool. Yeah. But when you get a bad Cajun, that's like deliverance, motherfucker. You don't know how you gonna escape the Atchafalaya Basin. And now we got a bad Cajun, kind of a fake Cajun, in control of the state. And so now I want y'all to see how we felt 85, 86, 87 when we saw somebody rolling up. We didn't know,
you know
who he was.
You know he's coming from my people. You know he's got a gay brother? You know that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeff Landry's got a fucking...
I don't know what I'm supposed to make of that.
Well, what you're supposed to make of it is that he's a piece of shit. Like, bro's got a gay brother. Like, right. He's out there. He's coming at your people harder than my people. But yeah, he's coming at us.
Yeah.
He's coming at us. It's not great.
Yeah, I mean, look, Landry, I personally wonder, and anybody who doubles and triples down on MAGA, my belief on MAGA is that the dismantling of MAGA has to be intentional. We think that American culture can win, but... The denazification of Germany was this very intentional thing that we had to like re-educate people on what a proper society was. I personally believe that that's what we're going to have to do with MAGA. I don't know if it's going to be possible. We might have to, you know, hold hands and kumbaya. I don't know how to. I'm not doing that. Y'all could do it.
I'll do it, baby.
Yeah, you said no. You like that type of shit.
I do it. I do.
You like? Why it's you fine. Like that type of shit? Fuck them.
You know, I'm of two minds about it. You know, like when they're right in my face doing MAGA shit, my view is fuck them. You know. But my other view is, I don't know, I go to the LSU tailgate, you go to the LSU tailgate, you know, my buddy's tailgate's called Tiger Island. And there are a bunch of guys at Tiger Island, man, that like, they're nice people. Like, they're trying to live their life, and they don't fucking know any better, you know? They're not reading the news, they don't know shit, like, they're privileged, they're in their little bubble. Here's the thing, they are, man. By the way, I'm sorry. They're fucking dicks that voted for Kamala Harris, and they're nice people that voted for Donald Trump. I'm sorry. That's just true. That's just true.
Old habits. Look,
watch out. But here's the thing, man. We can win them over right now. Like, isn't this a moment to win them over? Like, isn't this right now the moment to win them over? Because they're waking up. They're like, wait, I didn't sign up for any of this shit. Shouldn't we be trying to right now?
Can I? They piss, by the way.
That's
you know
good.
What I love. I love mad-ass white people. You know, I like white-on-white violence. I watch Braveheart every weekend. I like that type of shit. Look at y'all. Y'all so righteous.
Like, no.
So look.
Every single one of them is bad. Like, they're all going to hell.
I vote for Obama again today. Okay, so look. So this is, I have a conference with two different types of MAGA people. One is the people that are in that 35%. They got to get fucked. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm with you.
But I'll tell you something that happened at Equinox, the gym up here. Because, you know.
So you met a gay MAGA.
Well, I'll tell you. Because, you know, I'm at
You're
Equinox.
In the sauna.
So
and they gave you a long look.
Hey, man. Open to it. Okay. So look. I'm at Equinox, and my trainer, James, shout out to James. James introduces me to someone, and he goes, Van, you know this guy, right? A guy that is at our, lives, is from our home state, my home state, the state you're adopting. He's a guy by the name of Theo Vaughn. Okay? Mm. Okay? So
see, Theo's a dumbass, this man. We can win him over.
This is a true story. So James goes, hey, Van, Theo Vaughn. Theo goes, yeah, what's up? Theo used to do a podcast with a guy that I used to work with and all of this stuff. So I'm talking to Theo. And Theo's from Mandeville. We're the exact same age. And, you know, it's like, hey, man, what's up, Mandeville? Blah, blah, blah. We're doing all of this stuff. And I start to feel like a bitch-ass nigga, okay? You guys can laugh at it, but you can't think it, okay? So I start to feel like I'm cucking out. So after a while of me having pleasures with Theo, it's really happened. I pulled Theo to the side and I'm like, hey man, I was really and have been really disappointed in you and some of the stuff that you've done with your podcast. I've been pissed off at you. We've been taking some shots at you on how long I had to do it. And Theo goes, man, I really didn't know he was gonna be like that. So this is what I'm saying. So then I asked Theo, so I'm like, okay, so what do I do here? There's two things I could do. I could snip his nuts, all right? But the other thing I can do is kind of...
Welcome him in.
No, fuck
water's
that.
Water's warm.
Like, just not welcome him. Just push on that a little bit. Just be like, what do you mean? Talk to him for a little bit, and he starts telling me stuff and stuff like that. And it's clear that is somebody who you could probably move. Right?
Yeah.
You could probably get somebody like that with that type of platform, with that type of reach to come over. And if you can do it to that person, then you have to do it. But here's the thing.
Wait a minute, you were booing me for saying the same thing. Yeah, why are you clapping for him?
They like me. But here's the thing though, this is the last thing I'll say about it. Everybody has different jobs, right? Everybody, that's your job.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
My job is to tell Theo, yo, I'm going to fuck over you every chance I get. All right? You go out, use the fucking chin and the nice hair and the, you know, all of that. You go get those people.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody has to be okay with the fact that everyone has different jobs. Go
it's
ahead.
It's my penance.
Yeah, you can do it.
All right, last topic. There have been some people that have been pissing me off about the South, shit talking the South. And there's a lot of northern libs, northern progressives right now that are saying, you know what? You know what we should do to get back at those southern states for Calais? We should tell those 18-year-old black boys that they shouldn't play for LSU or Alabama anymore. See, that's you guys. You're out there. And I'm like, fuck you. You guys sacrificed your life for this country. Why are you telling, you know, why are you telling that 18-year-old what he can do? He's got to go there. This is his moment to play in Tiger Stadium, to make money, to have his life. Why does he have to sacrifice for the country? What do you think about that?
Okay, I just want to make sure that you guys know that it was the NAACP that said that. This is what I'll say. I understand the sentiment that, like, if you really want to piss Louisiana off, you can take a chunk out of LSU football. Yeah. Here's the problem with it. I think a couple of things. Number one, it is doable. It wouldn't take a whole bunch of players. It'd take five stars in the South. Five-star recruits for people to be like, there's a political contagion here that we need to contend with. But I do think that it is unfair to ask 17, 18, 19-year-old kids to bear the brunt of that unless there is a robust economic movement.
A slush fund,
that.
If you will.
Right.
A $1.8 billion slush fund. Now we're talking. Right. Exactly. Now we're saying the same thing.
That has to be a whole movement. And that has to be a part of the movement.
All right.
Because, like, the culture and the financial benefit of going to LSU and making a whole bunch of NIL money, you just can't put that all on those families and those kids. But as part of a larger strategy, I'm not totally against it.
All right. We're going to bring out the rest of the crew. You got anything else on your mind? You got anything you're hot to trot on? You want these... You know,
not
kind
really,
of Gen X white people to know about?
Nah, not at all. I'm with them, man. I can
You're
talk
with
about
you?
The Gen X reality bites. You guys want to talk about Winona Ryder?
We'll talk about reality bites.
I like that shit. Yeah.
What's Lane Kiffin going to do? We gonna go to the playoff?
What's Lane Kiffin going
to
do?
Yeah, we going to go to the playoff?
He's going
to
fuck us in the end is what he's going to do. But we're going to ride the ride while we on it.
All right, everybody. We're going to have some fun after this. Are you ready? This is your moment to go to the bar.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.